Drummer Roger Hawkins has died. As part of the Swampers, the Muscle Shoals rhythm section, he backed Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, the Staple Singers, the Rolling Stones, and others in the 60s and 70s. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
There are lots of jokes about drummers, but songs like Wilson Pickett's Land of 1,000 Dances might not have been a hit without Roger Hawkins. The yearning in Percy Sledge's voice might not feel so urgent. Roger Hawkins is one of Rolling Stone's 100 greatest drummers of all time. The magazine singles out the intricate cymbals he added to Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools. Hawkins was born in Mishawaka, Indiana. In an interview with the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum, he said his first instrument was the piano.
I didn't care for the piano teacher, and the piano teacher didn't care for me. But one thing, she did bring a little toy set of drums to the class one day. With the bass drum, she was hitting down beats, you know, one, two, three, four, teaching us where one and three. And I thought, well, yeah, I can do that.
The Swampers were bassist David Hood, guitarist Jimmy Johnson, and then Barry Beckett. Here's David Hood.
Since about 1964, we've recorded about 1,000 songs together with everybody. Bob Seger, Rod Stewart, the Staple Singers. I'm going to really miss Roger. He's probably one of the best drummers in the world, and he's really going to be missed.
Roger Hawkins died at his home in Sheffield, Alabama. He was 75. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.